by now you've canceled your subscription to the lying New York Times, turned off the radio that has NPR, switched from PBS to Comedy Central, and erected a chain-link fence around your property and put security locks on all your doors. If so, stop reading right now. No need to disturb your attempted disengagement from all things Trump. Today, the man demanded the New York Times apologize profusely to him for allowing Nobel Prize winner Paul Krugman to call him the enemy of the people. He's incensed. He's steaming mad. He's outraged. After all, he calls the New York Times the enemy of the people. You get too many enemies of the people, and the message gets diluted down to truck stop coffee strength, no caffeine, just the urge to pee. When attacked, strike back twice as hard. File lawsuits, tweet in capitals, revert to name calling, but don't just sit there waiting for the next shoe to drop. Escalate. Roy Cohn, principle number one. Get ready for some serious tweeting this next year. Committee after committee will demand tax records, testimony from his staff, subpoenas for his bank records, a constant dribble of illegalities, fraud, criminality, emoluments, nepotism, back-channel communications with Russians, real estate shenanigans, a very long list of what it takes for a president to become the enemy of the people. Impeachment? They don't need no stinking impeachment, not with all the investigations they'll be holding. And if you think Mr. T is outraged now, hold on to your britches. What's coming's going to be red hot. His personal attorney, Cohen, warned us about this guy. He ain't going gentle into that dark night. He's not Nixon. He's not going to see the merit in accepting what will be an avalanche of incriminating details and step off before the poop hits the fan. Not Trump, not his way. And if you stop and think about it, what's he got to gain? Soon as he leaves office, the wolves will have legal access. Maybe you can't indict a sitting president, but you can sure indict an ex-president. Roy Cohn's advice isn't going to help our boy once he's lost the bully pulpit, and there's no ignoring the subpoenas anymore. The real question is Cohen's question. Will he leave office willingly, or is something ugly waiting down the road?